Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Yo!
What up, though? Hi.
Hey, y'all. Episode 15. About to be clear as shit. Guess why?
We are back together, back reunited. I ain't know what song I want to do.
I'm like, wait a minute, you just cut. If you was a DJ, they would have booed.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Why you gotta put that extra on?
Because you gotta put your signature on it. Come on now.
Y'all, we are back freaking recording together. This is how it's supposed to be. I'm about to move.
Yep. So, tell them why we back recording together.
Y'all, I am in freaking Florida living my best free boob life.
Bess been showing her boobs for 4 days straight.
I got the messages to prove it.
Oh, yeah. She definitely got the messages. And she got the thirst traps and she got the thirsty Negroes. Damn, I ain't trying to put anybody on Front Street, but somebody hit her up talking about, let me suck them things for old time's sake. I said, Bess, is this what women got to go through?
Listen, I was like, Bess, listen, this is legit. This is my life. So if y'all ever be hard on your girl, like, that nigga just didn't hit you up out of the blue, yes, they do. You post a picture looking good, and here they come.
Yeah, some dudes just ain't got no home training.
You kiss your mama with that mouth.
Right. It's been 10 years and he's come out of nowhere talking about some old time safe. Like, sir, I don't even know if she remember your last name. Like, who are you?
Oh my God.
Old time sake.
Oh, people wild. Yeah, for real. But yes, I am freaking in Florida celebrating one of my good friends' 30th birthday.
Yep.
So, Danny, if you hear this episode, happy birthday, beautiful. I'm so happy I was a part of this. I'm here. Y'all, this is easily, hands down, one of the best vacations I had.
Yeah. So, Bess is in, technically, Kissimmee, which is right outside of Orlando, neighboring Orlando. A lot of people come down and stay in Kissimmee. They rent, like, a big-ass house when they do, like, Disney or, like, they doing just hanging out. And, of course, I'm in Tampa, so Bess hit me up. And, you know, she,
bring your ass.
Right, she got your boy to slide through. It was only like a 90-minute drive. Y'all know me, that's nothing. I was here in 20. And so, shoot.
Legit. I'm outside.
Yeah, and you know, and I didn't know anybody that was here as far as like her party goes. But everybody mad, cool. Yes, Danielle, if you listening, happy birthday again. You looked beautiful last night. Yeah, so we out here. Bess invited me, and I've been hanging out and doing our thing in this nice ass crib. How many rooms you say?
14.
14 rooms. Pretty much every room has its own bathroom. Every room got a TV on the wall. Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, whatever you want.
Yeah, we ain't logged into nothing. Look, Sonya and Joffrey, solid TV right. For staying logged in on my TV.
Legit.
They got everything, y'all. Prime Video, everything.
When she booked this, did she go through like Airbnb or?
Airbnb, yeah.
Okay.
And it's crazy because this is our second house. The first house, we literally just found out a week before we left that it wasn't available. He just texted and was like, I'm sorry, but this won't be available due to COVID.
Wow. Right. A week?
A week. And she had been talking to him for months. Like, this was planned since January.
Stop it. I know she was shitty.
We should have pulled up and whooped his ass.
I know she was shitty.
Yeah, she had a whole panic attack. But...
And I'm sure it was a deposit.
Yep. We had to wait to get it back and everything.
I had to wait? Mm-hmm. Nigga, you should have sent that before you sent that text.
My money should have been already back.
Right. I need to be checking my account.
Yeah, but the money came in 48 hours, and then we booked this. Things worked in divine order, y'all.
I still would have whooped his ass, though.
Exactly. I would have pulled up.
Legit.
Meet me outside.
Oh, okay, no problem. Where you at again, sir?
He wouldn't have seen it coming.
Hell no. You taking this better than I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all. So I'm in a room in the back in a cut. I ducked off because it was a lot of couples or whatever on this trip. Yeah. It was some singles too, but it was a lot of couples. So yeah, I ducked off in the corner by my lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
And this house has a pool table, freaking like Beth said, 14 rooms, like 9.5 bathrooms, like a jacuzzi, a pool, insane.
Yep. Yep.
I don't want to leave, but I miss my child.
Right.
If it weren't for E, I would stay.
I'm trying to get Beth to permanently migrate. You know.
I'm thinking about it, y'all. It ain't no reason to be mad down here. Everybody happy and shit.
Legit. Southern hospitality. Every weekend is like a vacation. A little mini vacay. So much to do, man. We hopped on that speedboat.
Listen. Disclaimer. We didn't know it was a speedboat. So, me and Beth sitting next to each other. It's nice little, you know, nice little wading in the water.
That's it.
Beth, being Beth, was like, pick this bitch up. When I tell y'all, my man's hit from 0 to 3, my visor blew off in the water, so fucking weird. And I can't fucking deal.
Oh, I loved it. That breeze. Oh, yeah, man, it was open amazing. Water. Oh, it was so damn nice.
Y'all, I thought we was gonna flip out, though. I ain't gonna even lie, because that man was hitting them waves like the boat literally was lifting off the water.
Yeah, y'all gotta understand, like, you been on a speedboat?
No.
Yeah, I never been on a speedboat either. The boats I've been on, bigger.
I've been on a cruise ship. Right, I was not expecting
right. The boats I've been on don't go that fast. So, when my nigga picked it up, I'm like, damn, you ain't got no seatbelts in this bitch, cuz. Because I just knew we was going overboard, man, down.
Y'all, I grabbed Beth's arm so fast, I said, oh, no, he go slow this hoe down, y'all. Slow this hoe down.
He ain't give us no life vest or nothing. And then his, migrant ass, illegal immigrant ass, damn alienated from the Dominican. He my English is broken. Nah, that bitch shattered.
The motherfucker is broken into pieces. Now slow this motherfucking down. Y'all, that mess is funny because literally he did not give us no warning. We sitting there talking to each other and I'm taking a video, y'all, and I'm going to post a video. I'm taking a video and then it was like, and we just got jolted back.
I said, oh,
we got
shit.
Wet. He splashed us with water. Yeah.
It was fun, though, man. We had
Fun as hell.
Had the big-ass speaker on board. Had the drinks. So he went and parked his little boat, docked it off.
Yeah, the second boat was his wife's.
Second boat was his wife because we had, you know, like I said, we got a big-ass party with us. So we had to split it up between two boats. We got to the little dock area. And then it was just us at first. But then over time, people started coming and parking their boats. It looked like a big-ass party out there.
Yeah, people was grilling hot dogs, letting their dogs swim.
Yep, so we hopped out the boat, was in the water. It's mainly women here. So they was taking a bunch of pictures, and we was drinking, had these nice-ass croissants, ham and cheese croissants.
Fire.
Yeah, they was good. We was hungry.
Hungry as hell.
Hell yeah.
Best leaning over the side of the boat trying to feed me sandwiches. I was already in the water.
Right.
Man, that mess, you got to be good on upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting back on a boat for 10 minutes. And while they watching, laughing and shit, help me, damn, grab a thigh or something.
So, I'm like, Best, you need a boost?
Best so hospital. Look, what's the word? Like, chivalrous.
Chivalrous, yeah.
So fucking chivalrous.
Yeah.
Like, Best, I'm about to throw us both overboard trying to trip. Trying to pull up on you.
Fuck it. We going down together.
We going to work it out. Right. Yeah, but that was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And then dinner last night was good. We went to Charlie's Steakhouse.
Expensive ass shit.
Yeah, so there's a Charlie's near me in Tampa, but I hadn't been. I've had Eddie V's. I've had Fleming's. I've had Ruth Chris. All of this is within like 3 minutes of each other near me.
Oh, you had Fleming's?
Fleming's is good. Ocean Prime is bomb.
Who the best?
Best steak?
You had. Yeah.
Probably Ruth Chris.
Yeah, Ruth Chris is
probably
fire.
Ruth Chris. I always get a filet. Anytime I go somewhere and get a steak, I get filet.
Yeah, I got a fat ass porterhouse. It's downstairs in the fridge waiting on us.
That bitch was.
We about to fry egg on the side.
Bro, that mess was so bomb.
Yeah, yeah, that porterhouse was serious.
Yeah, that flavor was, but your flavor was a little better than mine. Mine was just super tender. That's why I always get the filet.
Yeah.
And I get it medium rare, because that bitch come to the place still kind of cooking a little bit, and I like them like right at medium, so.
Best let it rest for about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And cut into it, man, that mess was perfect.
Ooh, it was like butter.
But I like fat around my meat, and that mess was so perfect.
I do too, and so that's why I was just like, man, I'm gonna have to switch it up every now and then.
We got some cheddar mashed potatoes. What else? If you ever go to try, don't get the damn asparagus.
Yeah, that bitch tastes like stalks. Grass
they
stalks.
They gave us grass.
Hell yeah.
That shit was terrible.
It had no seasoning on it. And I love asparagus, but see, and that's the thing. I had asparagus earlier this week. So when you go from your asparagus to somebody else's, it's like, this ain't mine.
And that's a good one, because y'all know me. Take that bitch back. Yeah. Hey, excuse me. This was not good.
Figure it out. Do something with that.
$10 for 4 asparagus grass-ass stalks that y'all just cut from the back.
$12, shit. And we had beverages. Adult beverages. Those were good.
I had a blueberry mojito with extra mojito.
Yeah.
That shit had a lot of mint leaves.
She was talking to me down there, blew my face off. Like, ooh, your breath real cool. I had a hibiscus blackberry lemonade or something. It was Tito's lemonade and like blackberry puree or something. It was bomb.
That was bomb. And it had an edible flower.
It had an edible hibiscus flower in it, yep, like a gummy. Yup.
Yeah.
It was good, man.
Y'all had a little cookie. A little cookie had me leaning. Yeah, before we left, and I totally forgot I ate it. Yep. So it was sitting on the counter. I'm like, oh, this ain't nothing. This little cookie. Y'all had the cookie, and when we got to the restaurant, and Bess was like, you okay? I was like, no, I'm hot. I'm like, I feel high.
This is unbeknownst to me. I'm not knowing she had the cookie, because I'm upstairs. And apparently she was downstairs. I don't even know when we went downstairs. But Bess sitting at the restaurant table like, I'm hot. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, Bess get hot a lot. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I'm talking to her, and I'm in mid-sentence. She look at me. She like, Bess, why do I feel like I'm high? And she was like, oh, shit, because I am. I'm like, when? And then she was like, shit, I had a cookie before we left. I said, nigga, without me? Like, you didn't even tell me that you had a cookie. Like, damn.
They were eating the last of them, and there was just a little piece left. But, y'all, I didn't realize it was at the bottom of the container. Yeah. So, all that butter and all that stuff from the other ones, it seeped into my little cookie.
Damn.
Y'all, I swear I was spinning. I'm like, Bess, I feel like my chair is moving.
Yeah, she was like, I feel like I'm on a boat just rocking. I'm like, well, nigga, you better be still because you fall out that chair. Yeah. I ain't with you. Ain't nobody rocking, so just don't move.
That mess was fun though. That was an experience. I wasn't tripping on the money. I'm like, I'll make it back.
Hell yeah,
it's definitely the experience. And to do it with Bess was dope too, because we ain't nowhere that high end before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do our little usual.
Everybody got dressed up. That was nice. Everybody looked like they was going to a funeral.
You know, everybody had on black.
Yeah,
just about.
Just worked out that way. But everybody was fresh, you know, everybody was having a good time. It was cool.
Vibes here is really good.
It's dope. So, other than that,
back.
That's catching up.
Right, that's it for us. Other than that, it's been taking us a little minute because we had some technical difficulties because fucking T-Mobile want to merge with Sprint. That's the stupidest shit ever. Y'all both had mediocre service at best and teamed up for a double win me a bullshit. I can't never make no calls or nothing. This mess is insane.
Two scoops of bullshit.
Two scoops.
How two mediocre ass companies get together and say, let's be mediocre together.
Let's be trash as fuck together.
Yeah, man. This is legit like our third or fourth attempt at an episode. We have full length episodes recorded. Mm-hmm. But the audio is so trash that we ain't going to even do that to y'all. And it's great content.
Great content. We going to work it out, though.
We got a special guest and everything. And I promise we bringing them back. We going to end up re-recording. Mm-hmm. And y'all going to love it. Y'all definitely
because it's everything y'all didn't know y'all needed.
Legit. Because us three together is a mess.
Legit.
So
we going to hop into these topics real quick, y'all. It's probably going to be a shorter episode. Best got to get on the road. My boy doing his thing, working and going to school full time. Yes, being a father. Like, just working it out. So
yeah, so luckily I don't go back to work until Wednesday, but I do got class tonight and tomorrow, including midterms.
Right, my boy out here working. Yeah. He still, listen, no excuse. Don't take excuses from your friends, because if they wanted to show up and be there for you, they would.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Ain't nobody best going to be in my state, and I ain't going to slide through. If she was in Miami and it was a four-hour drive, I would have busted. Like, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't take excuses from your friends.
Yeah, sure. You make time for who you want to make time for.
Period.
You know, priorities, y'all.
So, y'all, diving into our first topic, right off the bat. I don't know if y'all heard about the Drake thing, but basically it was said that Drake had flew out this upcoming artist, Naomi, and her husband, so she could work on an album with him, and Drake smashed her.
Damn. Drizzy like, Drake.
Like, what you expect? Why you send your wife with Drake? Why you leave your wife alone with Drake?
You know what I was thinking about?
This is Champagne Poppy we talking about.
You know, what's next? What he be like, Valentine's Day, I had sex, okay. Da, 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 da. Yeah. So my thing is, obviously Drake smashing chicks, but you never hear about it. Like, mm-hmm. Who? Okay, my question to you. You smash Chris Brown. Are you able to keep that a secret?
Not to my close friends, no.
Okay, so you wouldn't make it public. But
you gotta say an NDA.
You think he making them sign NDAs?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, best.
That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I guarantee you, they take your phone and all that while you in the moment. They give that shit to his bodyguard. Y'all go in the room. You know what I'm saying? That's on his territory.
Nigga.
And you gotta sign an NDA.
Why didn't I think about that?
Hell yeah.
That makes so much sense. Hell okay. Yeah. That's so formal.
Yeah, but shit, your ass is going to jail. No, you break this.
No, yeah, I get it. Don't get me wrong, but the fact like y'all both horny and you like, here sign this first. Like get the fuck out of here. Like it's a business transaction. Yeah. Like I get it though. I definitely get it. That message is crazy because it's supposed to flow.
It's supposed to flow.
It's supposed to be I want you, you want me, we vibing. Oh wait, sign this.
Sign this.
Like get. Like, bro, they gotta kill
him. Oh, yeah, they definitely signed it. I don't give a fuck.
That cat don't dry up?
For Chris?
An NDA?
I signed the Constitution. And still be
right under John Come Adams.
On, right this way.
Right.
No, hell nah. for Champagne Poppy either.
It's damn, I don't know why I didn't think about that.
Give me the booklet. Where's the test? Bro, I'll take it.
Wait, you don't think nobody take that chance? Fuck it, you're going to have to sue me. I need people to know I smashed Drake. You don't think that happened like that?
I think they probably do, but people won't even believe them. Then you ain't got no proof, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because they didn't took your phone.
Okay.
You know, any means of communication you would have had, they didn't took that shit.
Nigga, that shit is insane.
Oh, I guarantee you they signed NDAs. You know how many chicks Kristen smashed? Yeah, y'all. They signed the NDAs all day.
Okay. But anyway, that just crossed my mind. Like, you never hear anybody like, oh, yeah, he talking about me. I was with him on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Hell no.
Nope.
Shut your ass up.
Exactly. The only people that say shit is the people he actually call out, you know?
Yeah.
Carla from the strip club up the street. Right. I'm Carla. Right.
Courtney off of Peachtree.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that shit. But yeah, hall passes. So... That led me to the question, like, you know, because this man had posted this long, I just read it to Bez before we started recording, this long, drawn out, you know, heartfelt, right. emotional
right.
Instagram post about, you know, how he felt betrayed and how this is his fiance of 8 years and all his trust was just shattered in a weekend and stuff like that. So my question to Bez was like, okay, so you have a spouse. Do y'all have hall passes? Like, hey, this show went out.
That's huge in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga.
The swingers.
It's an area called the Villages where they're known for being swingers. They all old-ass retired people, and they're swingers. I couldn't do it, man. And a lot of people got open relationships. A lot of people got open marriages. And it's crazy because those be some of the closest couples as far as, like, oh, I love her to death. I love him to death. But they be having an open relationship, and I can't share what's mine.
Right.
Like, I think that's a part of that union, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want nobody else to know this, like...
Yeah, like, that takes away from what makes it special, what right. makes it unique. Like, if everybody can have it, it's not that valuable, you know what I'm saying? No, hell no.
And okay, so no celebrity hot passes?
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
That's but at Drake the same celebrity. But at the same time, I have those conversations just for fun. Right. I don't know that I would ever be like, okay, yeah, you. If Drake came through, then you could. As long as if Rihanna come through, I could.
Right. Because when I'm going to see Rihanna.
Exactly. not even just that, but I think it's just good conversation, just for fun.
Yeah, because it's like they still human at the end of the day. You know?
Like, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even ask for a hall pass.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Run that hall pass to me for Chris. Everybody know that I love fucking Curtis. 50 Cent Jackson, I love him.
Right.
But if I had a choice, like, hey, look, you can have him, or him, I'm going to take Chris every time.
So your husband can have a hall pass?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And it got to be a celebrity. It just can't be Sharon from Kroger. Right,
exactly.
We're going to fight. No. There's got to be a celebrity breakfast. Okay.
You know what's crazy, though? I'm getting old because I definitely used to feel like that.
Yeah, you did.
I definitely used to feel like that. We've had
this conversation so many times.
I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't want to share what's... Girlfriend, maybe. Wife? You ain't touching my wife, bro. I don't care how famous you are. Fuck your ass up.
She nigga. Ain't going nowhere. She's already
that fame
yours.
Don't come with muscles, my nigga. All right. Or fighting skill. No, I can't. Not my wife. Girlfriend, sure. Even if we engaged, it's something about that marriage, bro.
Yeah, that was his fiance.
I'm saying, if we engaged, we could talk about it. I'm like, yeah, you can have a hall pass.
No celebrity hall pass?
Not my wife. No, holy matrimony in front of God.
Holy
matrimony. I'm not playing about my. She got my last name. Right. No, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. No.
So y'all go run a play before you get married. Which is, hey, look, that's what Naomi did. She wasn't married yet.
Bro, I put a lot of weight on marriage, dude.
No, that's real.
I really do. I don't even know if I should anymore, but I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, oh, it's just a piece of paper.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Fucking everybody has it.
Yeah.
It's way different than that. It's like, look, I vowed myself to
this person. To one person.
Yeah.
That's the difference. If we engage, okay, yeah, you got a hall pass to a celebrity.
Right, but wait, are you still going to marry her?
I still marry her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's something about that once we marry, we made that... I can't stand across from you and speak all these vows and then...
No, you just smashed this.
Hall pass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? After that. Prior to that, sure. Right. You know? If it was the night before, for your bachelorette party, you got Drake or whatever, or C. Breezy. Like, okay. You ain't said your vows yet. Once we speak them vows...
Right.
Celebrity who?
I like that.
You know what I mean? So,
I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No hall pass in relationships, marriages. I would say, fuck it. It's a once in a lifetime.
No, I hear you. Listen.
Fuck it.
You know me. I see both sides. I understand
it. Oh, man. That mess is funny. No, but I do respect that a lot. And it definitely made me feel like, damn, I should rethink this. That mess is funny.
Wait. So before we move on, that wasn't a hall pass situation, though. That was a...
Oh, no, it wasn't. That just led me into it. Okay. That was
they were still bogus. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have no communication or nothing. This man is heartbroken.
You don't think Drake is bogus for that, too, though? You don't think he should be held accountable?
He should be held accountable for sure, because you still knew that was that man's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, soon to be.
So it's on, soon to be wife, my bad, fiance. But, but at the same time, you know, like, Drake didn't commit to this man. You did, you know, the woman. Drake don't, you know, they don't owe you. He don't owe you no loyalty. Wife do, or your girlfriend or your fiance do.
So wrong, most wrong, 1 through 3, him, her, Drake. Who's who?
Who was him? The husband?
Yeah, the fiance.
Oh, he ain't wrong at all. Or my bad, 3.
So a lot of people be like, why would you leave your girl around Drake?
Oh, and that wrong is, for that. That's the number one that's thing that everybody that. Was saying. And I'm that's like, what I'm come saying. On, that's immature.
Some people will rank that, though, because they got that immature mindset. Yeah. So you say, who's most wrong?
Her.
Her, Drizzy, Drake. Dude.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Because I'm about to whoop your ass. I'm about to whoop your ass.
I agree. Yeah, I would have broken off, too.
Yeah.
And I hope it was worth it.
I hope it was worth it.
You had a one-night fling with Drake. I hope it was worth it.
Because he's never going to remember your name.
And we were supposed to be forever. because we were engaged.
Yep.
Now what?
8 years down the toilet.
I hope that night of pleasure was worth a lifetime of loneliness and regret, ho.
Hope your tears taste like regret. Listen, if my future husband is listening, baby, run it. Run it for Chris Brown. We need to have this conversation up front.
First date.
Hey, you believe in hall passes? Because I do.
What's your name? What's your zodiac sign? So about these hall passes.
No, that mess is hilarious, man. But yeah, I'm going to need that up off you. But yes, her ass is definitely most wrong. You know, your loyalty stands to that man, not Drake. Drake don't know this nigga.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, hell.
Let's do this then.
Oh, no.
He give you a hall pass for C Breezy, but you got to give him a hall pass for your worst enemy. Would you do it?
For Chris? Yeah, probably.
I'm talking your worst enemy. She killed your mama.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Hey, you want Chris or not? Do you want Chris? What are you willing to give up?
Beth loved these would you rather.
Oh, I love it, man. Them what ifs, them hypotheticals.
Not killed your mama. Hell no. Nah.
No?
No.
What if she apologized?
How do you apologize for something like that? Kiss my ass, dog. No. Because y'all know that when people do traumatic shit, they be like, oh, yeah, but they apologize, bitch. No, we're not about to hug it out. If anything happened to me unjustly, air it the fuck out.
Right.
Ain't no kumbaya.
Right.
No, light it up. Set it ablaze.
Air it, bitch, out.
Air it out. Air it Damn. Out for me. Bess, you better air it out.
If I got you.
To me, air it out.
I got you,
ain't
man.
No kumbaya. You better not hug my enemy.
Hell no.
So, nah, I can't do that for Chris, but just about okay. Anything else.
Okay. What if it...
Oh, hell.
No, you got it. I'll let it
you
go.
You
got to keep going.
You better let it go.
I'm just trying to find your line, your limit.
That's my limit, my family.
Yeah. What if it was an accident, though?
What you mean it was an accident?
She accidentally, like, hit your mom with a car or something. Like, it was literally an accident.
Oh, hell no. It's still the principal.
Okay. What if she didn't kill her? She just...
She's just paralyzed.
Yeah, she's paralyzed. Exactly. No.
No. No.
For Chris. Think about it.
No.
Them tattoos. All right. He come in dancing and just his boxers and singing to you. Ah, yeah. She thinking about it now.
No. He just so ridiculous, y'all. Because as soon as I say no or yes, he go, I got you or not. Nah, he going to keep going. He going to keep making it worse.
I'm going to get
all
you.
Right, what if he just took off your mama pinky toe with a golf cart? Is that okay? Like, shut up. What's wrong with you? All
right. Okay, you're right. My bad.
Moving on. So the other topic that we wanted to hit on before was your boy Chauvin won the new trial and shit.
My boy, what the hell?
This your boy you've been following.
Get the oh yeah,
nah,
yeah, infamously
ridiculous ass, bruh.
So from the jump with a case like this, you already know that they're gonna be filing for appeals and all that stuff. At the end of the day, he was found guilty on all. It was three accounts, right? On all three charges, there's no appeal.
Legit.
Matter of fact, they're doing the sentencing in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And he was trying to say, like, that basically the
the state, the prosecution?
No, like, I'm trying to think what I'm trying to say. Basically, how public the case was is what swayed people's decision.
There you go.
And because they was trying to say one of the jurors was wearing I Can't Breathe shirt or something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Where's the... You saw the picture?
Mm-mm. I didn't see the picture.
Ain't no damn proof in that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, with a case this high profile, like...
It just is what it is.
And it's hard to not hear things.
Right.
You know, when you go home, don't watch the news.
You're supposed to find a caveman?
Legit. When you go home, don't watch the news. Okay. Mm-hmm. You going off the honor system. They definitely could have went home and turned right to CNN.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is.
George Floyd... Black Lives Matter mode.
Right.
Never
know. And I get what they saying, but how realistic is that? Unless y'all gonna put these people up in a hotel with no TV for as long as the trial lasts. I mean, what do you expect? Yeah, it is what
it
is.
You think this man didn't know nothing about the case before?
Exactly. You know? And ultimately, does that really sway...
Your morality.
Dude, it's clear as day. Right. It's clear as day.
Your moral compass ain't switching just because of, you know, what
right.
you don't watch. Because look how much stuff we watch daily. Now, as much stuff as we watch and consume daily, we like, okay, this is wrong and this is right.
Exactly. All these crime shows we watch, mm-hmm. all the GTAs we play, nigga, we ain't going out jacking people and blowing stuff up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here with that.
Our boat did take off like that, though.
Hell yeah. In case
y'all need a reference.
That boat definitely took off like GTA, so.
So, yeah, that's just... I just want to touch on that real, you know, real
quick. His ass ain't getting no retrial and no damn appeal. I'm curious. I'm curious to see how long they gonna give him.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
They probably gonna give him 40. He might die in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I just still feel like they, and I was gonna ask you that too, because I still feel like they, of course, it's still gonna seclude him and keep him.
Oh, yeah, they got to. Yeah, of course, keep him. Yeah.
So high profile.
They gotta have him I forget what they call it. But it's basically what he protected in there. Like, yeah. He wouldn't be in Jam Pop.
Right. At all.
Yeah. So, actually, they might even, like, transfer him to a certain prison.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be in Minnesota.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. In no way.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Stumpy Melt.
I swear.
One of the guards might even have to take that.
Hey.
Stumpy Melt.
Right. I said, hopefully the country learned from this, man. Because... I hope they don't feel like, oh, okay, we threw y'all a bone, I shut y'all ass up. Like, right. Back to business as usual. Like, no, this needs to be
the new norm.
Like, you do wrong, you not
exempt.
Exactly. You're not exempt from the appropriate punishment. This is what it is. You know?
So I know we was like battling if we was gonna touch on that other shooting that happened the day of the verdict.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the 16-year-old in Ohio.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. Would you wanna touch that or not?
Yeah, man. where they at with that now? They still under investigation?
Yeah, I guess so. It's like crazy because we was hearing about it and then it just stopped.
I was gonna say, I feel like it died down. Yeah. But you know what? That speaks to the narrative that they've been pushing.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand what happened was, especially in the heat of everything happening with George Floyd and just social injustice mm-hmm. against black people in general and police brutality, everybody's like jumping on whatever they hear right away.
Exactly.
So it was reported that, you know, she did drop the knife,
mm-hmm.
you know, and her auntie like made it very clear publicly, like quoted, you know, like saying like, oh, he shot her and she dropped the knife, blah, blah, blah. The video shows something completely different. But this was before the video was released. Right. So once she started yelling those claims, everybody was like, oh, really? You know, and then, oh, she was the one to call the police and all this stuff. So I feel like once that video came out, people then stepped back and was like, oh, wait a minute. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
going for it.
Like, yeah, they do what's wrong, but I don't know about this one. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And it's just like, damn.
Yeah, I've never seen people so heavily split as far as the black community.
And you read the comments? Yeah. It's split.
It's split.
And that's how you know that, like, maybe we need to step back and, like, re-examine this mm-hmm. one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
That one is going to be interesting, y'all. And I don't think
it plays out.
I think they just dropped.
Oh, for real? I could see that.
But I will say, and I listened to Mixed Emotions, y'all, and Dom actually had almost my exact freaking opinion, is that the parents are at fault all day long.
Where were the parents? Has that come out?
Right there, Bess. They were right there. Right there.
No.
Right there. And these are the foster parents.
Yes.
One of them kicked the other girl.
That was a parent that kicked that girl?
Yeah.
That was a parent? Oh, he ain't a foster parent no more.
Right.
That
whole thing, they about to shut all that down.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, those parents were very much at fault for that girl losing her life. I mean, of course, it's so easy to say, oh, he could have just tased her. He could have done this. He could have done that. I mean, like, we don't know what would have happened if he tased her. She still could have been stabbed.
A lot of people don't really get it until you pose them with this question. For those who've seen the video, if that's your daughter... on the receiving end of that girl, her arm is cocked back and about to stab her, would you say, hey, you didn't have to shoot her, you know, you could have just tased her. Mm-hmm. If that's your daughter, that's not going to be your standpoint, mm-hmm. because it is a fact that tasers don't always work, not right away.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as accurate, and cops are trained to shoot until the threat is neutralized. Mm-hmm. So it ain't no, oh, shoot her in the leg. Again, if somebody is in a stabbing motion of my child, I don't want you to shoot them in the leg, because you shoot them in the leg, that arm is still going to swing and my child is going to get stabbed and my child is most likely going to die if but you would have saw that knife.
Thing, Bess, they were saying that there wasn't kids, that there was grown women, that she was the only child.
Either way.
Yeah.
You saving a life. A right. cop cannot pull up on the scene and watch somebody die.
Right.
Then he would have got charged right. with negligence or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, it don't matter the age. If somebody is about to possibly assault, you know, or mm-hmm. kill even somebody else, you gotta neutralize that threat. It don't matter if it's a kid to a child, right. a child to a kid. That's, the law is the law. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, it's unfortunate. Don't get me wrong. It's extremely unfortunate. I'm not saying, you know, she like had to lose her life necessarily, but I mean, you can't be going around stabbing people either. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If she called the cops, then why is she still stabbing people? Why not go seclude yourself? I mean, it's a lot to it. And we could speculate all day. At the end of the day, I gotta look at it like this. If that was my daughter, do what you gotta do. I don't care if it's, I'm sorry, I don't care if it's, you know, a child, a small child. If this child got a big ass knife and they know what they doing, life for a life. It is what it is, you know. So.
Yeah, and this, I'll just say this and I'll be off of it because I could talk about it all day. But it was very split.
Mm-hmm.
Even in my own mind, I'm like, damn, because I did too have those same thoughts. Like, damn, he could have shot her somewhere else. You know, he shot her 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she got shot in the chest. Like, what? But it's just like, fuck. Those parents, y'all stood there. Yeah. Y'all fucking stood there, let it happen. She did call the cops. And then she, like, it's so many unknowns. Like, where was she when she called the cops?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she went out there with the knife, like, what? Yeah.
Mind you, he don't know when, as he's pulling up and trying to assist the situation, it's chaos. Right. He don't know. Called? You was the one that called.
Exactly.
Drop the knife. That's not, if you watch it, it's seconds.
It's seconds. Hey, pop, pop, pop.
He has no time to make a decision. He just sees somebody coming at somebody else with a knife. I probably would have made the same decision. And I'm not trained, but just common sense. I'm not about to watch you kill that person, possibly kill that person. I need to neutralize you. That's just, you know.
So
yeah,
all right, y'all if anybody cares to chime in on that, let me know. Hit us up, of course, bestfriendtalk@yahoo. That's gonna be a tough one, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it is gonna be crazy to watch everything unfold, like when she caught the cops, you know, what happened, what happened with the girls, you know, prior to them pulling up, and who daddy kicked who in the head. It's just gonna be a mess. But like I said, a lot of comments and everything surrounding it didn't die down, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, we have a what was the reason? What was the reason for the week?
What was the reason?
So I'm sure a lot of people know. Like I said, I get my news from social media, but Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia, is engaged to her what she calls an acquaintance, which is also a co-host of hers, ex husband, which it came out that they ain't even divorced yet.
Mm.
Engaged to her separated husband after a month of dating.
Damn.
Per them, they've only been dating a month, but...
Damn.
Yeah. Nobody believes that shit. So, y'all know social media petty, particularly Shade Room. So, they done went back and found the video of the time where Portia and her sister
mm-hmm.
come to this girl Fallon's house out and have a spa day, comes out by the pool, meets her husband, and they, oh, you have a lovely home, and this is so nice, and you did so good setting up, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, Portia's now engaged to this woman's husband.
Damn.
Right.
And
she was like, she came out, you know, we were never friends, and, you know.
I think it depends.
We were acquaintances, right?
Yeah.
Acquaintances.
So that's, I know that's one of the pioneers of the reality TV world, but I've never been a Real Housewives?
I'm not.
Is that what it is?
Of Atlanta? Yeah. I'm not a fan either. I mean, like, as far as I'm not an avid watcher.
Yeah, I've never even seen an episode. And I do a lot of ratchet TV, honestly. But that's just...
not one that tickled your
fancy. Well, I never even tried. And that was... That started before I even got into it. And I just never gave it a chance because it had already been on for a while. And yeah, I mean, it's like no dudes on there, right? I don't think that would do anything for me.
Yeah, I have no idea. This was just a topic I wanted to hit on and, like, you know, what's considered off limits. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, but no.
Where's that line?
I mean, it's all circumstantial. You know, I know that's the easy answer, but it really is. It depends on what... The status of their relationship was, what their relationship all entailed, you know, overall.
So, y'all, I'm a big believer in, there are so many people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all, best I've seen the post, and I meant to send it to you, but I wanted to hit on this first, and then I'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, they was like, these are people you don't trust around your spouse, and they had Tiana and whoever... what was her name? Shantae or something. Who slept with her ex.
Mm-hmm.
And they was good friends. They had fucking, who else was on there? They had a whole bunch of different people. But then you get to the last swipe and it was Jack and Miguel.
Jack and Miguel. Oh, Lord. From This Is Us.
Best, I was like, oh my god, it was like people you don't have around your spouse, and I was like, damn, like, just out of all the people, why you pick who you picked? And they all on here like, oh, we are in love, this is destiny, it's been a month, and I know a lot of you are like, oh, it's just been a month, but this is important to us, and in the end, love wins. Like, if you don't kiss my ass, like, come on, what the fuck? In the end, love wins.
I don't know.
And we still going through the divorce because the wife then posted, thank y'all so much for, you know, the love or reaching out and support. But at this time, I'm just focused on separating myself from my ex-husband. Like, damn, y'all really ain't even separated. You said, fuck it.
I hear you. I'm going to say one thing. Life is short. If we ain't friends... What do I owe you? It ain't about like, oh, you lack moral. You like, how? We not friends. Right. What do I owe? Literally, what do I owe you? Yes, there are millions and billions of people. Okay. Granted. Cool. I get that. However, I see a very, very, very small fraction of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if it's right here and it's like, damn, who am I to deny that? If we not friends, if this could be my happiness, y'all didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is now limited on who they can date just because we know of each other?
Right.
Because we know each other's first and last name?
So Tammy made a good point. She was like, sometimes on the show, like, they just group people together to bring them on.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't associate each other, but they don't know. Yeah, they don't know you like that in real life.
That reality
TV, she was like, maybe this is one of those instances, you know, but it was just, for me, I'm like, damn, like, it's just like you chased it to me, just on the outside, of course, looking in, but it's just like you went to this woman's house, you chilled poolside, you met her husband, you seen the life she was living, and you was like, shit, I'm gonna go for it. Like,
that's what you got from that?
You seen a window of opportunity.
Oh, hell no.
You know, and you just went for it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my first thought. Because who got that much time and energy?
My thing is, how the hell did you see this man again? How did you meet him again?
Ain't they all in Atlanta?
Right, but if y'all don't even hang at the... You know what I mean? Y'all don't even...
Yeah, no, I hear you. Groups. But like, I mean...
How did this happen?
If they're all on the same show... I don't know. Atlanta, as big as Atlanta is, it's still a small world.
Right.
I mean, we all know how that go.
Right.
Especially when you in that reality TV world. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably go to the same clubs. I definitely hear you. But my first thought is not,
right, but
you've been on some bulls since day one. That's just not my first thought.
Right, but then the other side of me is like, yeah, y'all only been dating a month and he not even, you know,
yeah, but I know
to her and you like, fuck it.
Yeah, and I respect that. But at the same time, we've heard of people who date a month, get married after 3 months, and they together for 50 years. And I get that that's not common, but it happens.
We definitely have heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a cute-ass old couple that said that. It was like, she was like, She was like, we started dating the first day we met. Like, they met, they started dating, they got married a week later, and they've been together for literally 50 years.
And I've heard different stories like that. Like, I couldn't live without her,
and it's the cutest shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't live without her.
It's rare, but you know it'd be genuine, too, at the same time.
Oh, hell yeah. People meet on cruise ships, y'all, and get married all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you my person. but yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm just, like I said, it's just a lot of fucking fish in the sea, bitch, and this was my fish.
Yeah.
And you just...
Keyword was.
Oh, Lord.
Keyword was.
Yeah, it definitely is circumstantial. I will say that, though, because as I was saying, I feel like nobody owes your partner that loyalty besides you.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? I do agree with that.
That's good.
You know, and if y'all weren't friends, y'all weren't friends. I get that, but I'm just like, damn, but you was at my house hanging out. Like, that's just like... One of my good friends bringing their friend over who's an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we all kicking it hee-hee-ha. Mm-hmm. You know, having a bottle of wine and shit. And y'all see my dude come out the room. And then, you know, maybe one day y'all walk past each other in the mall. And you're like, oh, how's you with such and such? You know, how you and Ariana? And you're like, oh, yeah, we're not together.
You feel like something's wrong with that?
Or whatever.
You feel like something's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy to me.
That's
crazy. I got you.
It's a little girl call for me. Like, you was at my house hanging out. You was chilling. Like, and then, okay, this makes it different for me is where y'all stood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if this was a monthly thing, we just go. If this was a one-time thing and I never saw you again, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't buddies. We don't got each other's numbers. We don't go do stuff together, whatever. This wasn't your friend? Okay. But if you was hanging out regularly, seeing each other regularly, you know, y'all had a friendship. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. If y'all had a friendship, sure.
Not sure.
Sure.
Not sure.
It's a reach, though, dog. Because just because you hanging out with somebody, that don't mean that y'all friends. It don't. Best. Only people you hang out with is just friends? You don't hang out with no associates. They all friends. Now, when I say hang out, I'm saying, hey, you know, you want to run to Walmart with me. Not let's take this girl's trip. I'm saying hang out.
Let's friends. Go to Walmart? That's an acquaintance? You just call an acquaintance to go to Walmart with you?
Yes.
After we cut this off, I need an example.
That is an example. You telling me every person that you go out in public with is a friend. That's what you're telling me. That none of them are associates. They all deserve the F word.
Yeah, I don't hang out with my associates.
Listen, you just went to Walmart with somebody that's here, and you barely know her.
I didn't go to Walmart with nobody I didn't know.
No, barely.
Oh, like with my other friend?
Didn't you just go with Marlena? When's the last time you saw her?
I just seen Lena like a month or so ago.
And prior to that?
We've seen each other a lot, like...
Oh, my God, that's... Okay, y'all get what I'm saying. That's making it difficult.
But no. But I'm saying, like, I couldn't see myself dating somebody that she didn't work with.
That's fine, but I'm saying, like, okay, I'm not thinking that you would consider her a friend. Like, okay, so I take friends differently. A lot of people have close associates, and they call them friends, and I just don't throw that word around. And, right. and it's different. It's subjective. Everybody is different.
Yeah, because it's really different for males and women, for one. For two, you know, y'all are getting to know Bess, so y'all know him as this, like, funny, fun-loving guy, whatever. But Bess is very private. Bess is very to himself.
Right.
You know, Bess was like, shit, I don't even think I got 15 friends to go on a trip with. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I do have acquaintances, but I do have people that I consider friends. You know, people that I've known for, you know, a decent amount of time that I couldn't really see, you know, myself crossing that line with. So I am curious to see what people think about that.
Yeah, so my thing is, if you got a friend and you say, oh, this has been my friend since high school, but y'all see each other once every 5 years, I don't consider that a friend.
Yes, like once every 5 years when you don't see people.
Okay, once a year.
Yeah, I don't...
That's not a friend to me.
I don't have friends that I see once a year.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is just, and not only that, just because I go out with somebody the one time a year, I said, oh, whatever the situation is, I don't.
That's not a friend. And
that, well, that's the point that I'm making.
Nah, if we don't talk or nothing like that.
That's what I'm saying. But But you're saying, like, you wouldn't even, like, run to the store with that person if they're not a friend. I'm saying, like, people do hang out with their associates.
Right.
Everybody you hang out with is not necessarily a friend. And what I'm saying is if you hang out with this person once every 2 years and whatever happened with their relationship, I mean, I don't see the problem with it, personally. I don't.
I'm very, very curious to see what y'all think. Let us know. I ain't gonna touch on it too much, but it's just like it's a moral culture, a girl code for me anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm very different, as you know me. I'm like, I care about what people think.
Yeah.
And you are very much like I'm gonna do what make me happy. Fuck what anybody thinks.
Well, not only that, like, I feel people like to allocate more time, attention, and quote-unquote morals where it's not deserved.
Not needed.
Where it's not needed. Take care of your close friends. Why do associates... Why does that matter?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you could be happy, it didn't work out. Like, it ain't like you were scheming the whole time. If you want some BS, that's something else. But right. If it's just like person. You... Yeah, like you said, if y'all cross each other in the mall, like, hey, you know, oh, you know, y'all got a mutual... friend or associate, how's so-and-so doing? Oh, you know, that ended. Oh, really? Oh, okay, you know, well, whatever. You know. Mm-hmm. And then y'all just kind of kick up conversation from there. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see no problem with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel that. I can understand.
And I've been in that situation.
I can understand.
So I've seen it firsthand.
I have too. And I thought about it too. I thought about it too when I was going to bring it to you. I definitely thought about that, and I definitely very, very much consider that situation different than what I know about this one.
See, and it's crazy because, like, even though there wasn't a friendship there, it's still, I mean, there's that closeness. And again, like, they hung out, but they weren't friends. They were only around each other because their spouses
right.
work together or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's very circumstantial.
Very. A lot of this shit,
you know? And that's what I'm saying. Like, with that first-hand experience, it's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, that ain't so bad.
Yeah, I've actually been in that situation. Right, yeah. We talked about it, and it wasn't, you know? It just...
It's not. It's like, yeah, okay, well, what can you do?
Right. I don't know, y'all. I'm definitely on a fence.
Yeah.
On a fence. I'm gonna say that. So, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break real quick. We have... one movie review, two album reviews, and then we're gonna be out of here. What are you going through?
You know me.
So yeah, we just need your opinion on that. On who's off limits? What's off limits? What's a circumstance that's off limits for you as far as like an acquaintance, not a friend, an acquaintance or somebody you know, what's mm-hmm. considered off limits as far as like if they don't work out, you know?
Yeah.
I got an example to give you too.
Oh, Lord.
Off the air, though. Way off the air.
Way
off this mother.
Throw my phone in a different room.
Throw it in the ocean. Nah, y'all, but we'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned for this ad.
Yeah.
Yo.
We're back and we're black. Best ask me if I like the
without
movie.
Without remorse.
The movie without remorse. That's on our
movie review. I said, best you gonna watch the movie No Remorse. This asshole takes me back in quotations without remorse. He was like, damn, you just really don't watch movies. He was so disappointed. I can hear it.
So disappointed.
I can hear it through text. I said, no. Fuck you, because I'm trying, and you're going to give me that. He said, you right. Thank you.
She be no... Oh, my gosh, dude. It's so often. One word, but it's like, it's without remorse. And she was so...
Confident. I always say the wrong words to stuff, y'all.
Like, you gonna watch No Remorse? Which one is that again? I'm about to watch Without Remorse.
And Ben's just an asshole. He had to do that. He should have just said, yeah. He knew what I was talking about. He be knowing too, but Ben's just gonna make you know that you're wrong.
And that's the thing. Like, I promise I don't be trying to make people feel a way, but I feel like it's my duty to not condone that type of behavior. Like, if I see my child doing wrong, I'm going to correct it. If I see my friend doing wrong, I'm going to pull him aside and say, hey, you know,
maybe you
shouldn't have did that. And that's all I'll be doing. I can't walk around freely living my life with a clean conscience knowing that she calling this movie No Remorse. I can't. That's, I would be a bad friend.
Oh my God. Yeah, that mess was funny because I was really confident.
Yeah. I loved it as expected. Michael B does his thing, and then I like action movies like that.
Yeah. It was a very good action movie, y'all.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. The action was everything.
Yeah. He snapped.
I will say that I felt it was a bit predictable.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't take away from the movie at all to me.
The more you watch movies, though, the more you realize, like, there is a concept with certain movies. Now, with how creative they get with that concept, that is what determines how dope that movie is. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you got the typical badass, they were SEALs. You got the typical badass Navy SEAL, you know, who created all these enemies, and then he gets out, and then they want to come back and, you know, get revenge, and they take the most important thing from you, and so now you've got to pull out the old guns, dust off the bulletproof vest, and then go crack some heads.
Right.
So, yeah.
He did that.
I mean, you know, it's one of those.
Yeah. Wife died in the first 5 minutes. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yep. Lauren London. Yep. I think that was like her first role since Nipsey passed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. Her show that was on Games People Play, which was fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was recording that prior to him passing.
Oh, that reminds me. They doing a reboot on the game.
Shut up.
They doing a reboot on the game. Bringing Wendy Raquel Robinson back.
They should.
She playing Tasha Mack again.
Y'all, before they moved the game to BET, it was fire. Was way more fire when
they supposed to be doing a reboot. And then it's like official. Nobody knows when or what platform, but Jamie Foxx is definitely doing a Mike Tyson series.
Oh, really? Oh yeah. I remember seeing
him. He pumping up for that. He in the gym. I didn't realize Jamie was 53. Damn.
Yo. Dur.
53. Bruh. He still look good.
Almost 50,
but damn, who?
I said our parents are almost 50.
Yeah,
that's my mama's still rocking like she's 29.
Yeah. Damn, man. I don't want Jamie to get old.
I know.
He's such a talent, man. That man's crazy.
Y'all, if y'all have not watched his show on Netflix, it's hilarious.
Yep.
Dad, stop embarrassing me.
Yep. And then Mike Epps and Kim Fields, they got a new show called The Upshaws on Netflix.
Wanda.
And Wanda Sykes. Yeah. Yep.
We watched a little bit of it before I went to sleep on Bess. Mm-hmm. I've been going to sleep on him for the last 2 days.
Bess good at taking naps. It's a skill.
I'm a pro. Y'all hear me? Bess be talking to me. Next thing you know, I'm out the game.
That man's crazy. I don't see how she do it.
It's so funny, y'all, too, because since I've been here, I haven't napped. And I slept the best since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably just more comfortable because I've been up here, back here in this corner by myself or whatever.
Right.
And I had text Bess like at 4 a.m. and I was up, so I just couldn't sleep all the way through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you wake up and you're like, where the hell am I at?
Hell yeah. We sure went to sleep to SpongeBob last night.
Definitely.
Put our ass out.
So yeah.
Other than that.
So that was the movie. We got two albums.
Two albums.
Moneybagg Yo was the first one.
I still don't think I listened to it all the way through. Yeah, it's long.
Oh, shit. We had 3 album reviews. Excuse me.
Mr. Cole.
Cole. The GOAT. Best thing I've heard since.
Since best thing invented since sliced bread?
Period. Album of the year.
Jermaine. Yeah, he did snap, though.
Y'all, listen. Okay, so, my bad. Let me back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Moneybagg Yo. You haven't listened all the way through.
No, it's long, man. Trap rap ain't supposed to be that long. It's like 21 songs.
My boy got bored. He said, okay.
And then nothing was like standing out because, and I love Moneybagg Yo. And typically by track 3 or 4, I'm hitting repeat. Like, damn, let me hit that one again.
Right.
And for those that know me, that's crazy because I normally don't even like something until I've heard it 3-4 times. So,
Yeah, y'all, it is 22 songs.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
It's only 52 minutes.
I was running through it. I'm like, okay, I ain't nothing standing out yet. So I probably still got like half to go.
Oh, damn, Bess. I'm tripping too. Yeah, I haven't heard all of it.
See?
My bad.
That's what I'm saying. Long ass.
Yeah,
track
I think I stopped at 11.
I mean,
I remember Free Promo was hot.
I don't remember no titles.
Polo G and Lil Durk and Waukesha. That was my shit.
Okay.
Yeah, Waukesha was my shit. That's probably my favorite so far.
So, yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm going to listen to it because I am a Moneybagg Yo fan. But
yeah, I'm a big Moneybagg Yo fan.
At first, I couldn't decide who I like more between Moneybagg and Dolph. Dolph is it. Yep. Hands down.
You love Dolph.
I love Dolph.
Yeah. That Dumb and Dumber 2 was hot.
Oh, man. They knew what they was doing. I was waiting on that. They better drop a third one at some point, too. They can't miss with that Dumb and Dumber. Him and Glock together? Oh, Lord. Because Glock snapped by himself, too. Glock right. Cold. Yeah. They definitely wanted to.
Yeah, we was on a boat listening to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, that was the first one. Second one, we're going to go Shelly, FKA. So, for people that don't know, that's formerly known as Drom. Drom was on that famous song, Broccoli with Lil Yachty.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big, big Drum fan. So
I never cared for that song, but that was also before I started liking Yachty.
Mm-hmm.
But I did know that it was a hit. It was all over the radio, blah, blah, blah. So Bess sent me, she texted me like, you know, I've been hesitant on sending this to you because I didn't know how you would feel about it. But she was like, but it's undeniable. So she sent me this album that he just dropped, like she said, Shelly, FKA Drom. And then once I saw the Drom, I was like, oh, okay, I do remember that name from that Broccoli song. And I guess it's like him reinventing himself. And it's like 10 or 11 songs.
It's 10 songs, 38 minutes.
It's 10 songs, 38 minutes, and it really is dope. There was a couple songs. I didn't even get through the album right away because I couldn't stop playing some songs back to back.
Tell me your favorite.
My two favorite songs are, and I haven't decided which one yet, is Married Woman, which is literally only like 2 minutes, if that. But it's cold. And then Cooking with Grease.
And they back to back.
Seven and eight. Yes, 7 and 8. Man, it's R&B slash soul, if I'm not mistaken. And
y'all got a good soul feel to it.
Definitely.
It's such a good soul feel.
But he looked like a hip-hop head. You could tell, like, he loves hip-hop, but he's soulful, too.
Yeah, he got a nice... He got a beautiful voice, y'all. We was talking about that last night. Like, damn, he could have did a feature with Miguel would be crazy.
Yeah, he can mess with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Weekend. Hell, a lot of people. James, dude.
Who?
Janae? No. The James cat. What the hell is his name? Roe James.
Ro James.
They are snapped together.
Oh, yeah. James got that nice little feel to him. I think he would sound good with
Daniel Caesar?
Yes. Thank you, Bess.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. You be inside my brain.
I'm like,
wait. And I was thinking of the song with him, but the Bess.
With Brandy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, with...
Is it with her?
He got a song with her? Oh, yeah, he do. Is it her? I know what song you're talking about. I think it's her.
It's called Best Something.
Shit. It was famous song, too.
Yes.
Damn. Best Part.
Yes.
Best Part.
They snapped.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm drawing a blank. I probably got some leftover cookie in my brain or something.
Right. And then Shelly, he got a song with her on the album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they, y'all, it's called The Lay Down. And listen, it make you just want to lay down. Listen, when I tell y'all that I've heard different things about this album, y'all, this album is so fire.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't understand how people didn't like this. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was mixed reviews. Like, oh, it's just a couple songs. Like, every song is a bop.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because every song leads into the other. It's literally in order. Y'all, it's so fire. Like, song that best like Married Woman, it leads into Cooking with Grease. So he cheats and then she cheats back.
Right.
She got a lick back.
Right.
We gotta talk about that. If you believe in lick backs, I can't wait.
Lick backs.
You get your lick back. Hey, if your wife cheat on you or whatever, you gonna stay with her, but you gonna
You owe her one.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta
got your ass.
Even the playing field.
Yep.
God damn.
That's gonna be funny. I can't.
Ooh, Lord.
That's gonna be in here stressed.
I'm already stressed.
He big on loyalty, so he gonna blow it out. Bro,
because I done been in that situation.
Yeah, I'm whoop your ass.
That's how you get your ass whooped.
Hey, look, I'm whoop your ass. No, but okay, y'all. My bad. That's just funny because I know my best friend. But All Pride Aside, hands down, is my favorite song. And I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all that between that and Cole, that's gonna be up there. You know when you go to review your your most played songs at the end of the year, that shit's gonna be probably number two. Because y'all, I listen to that song at least 4 or 5 times a day.
All Pride Aside?
All Pride Aside. Because Summer, I love Summer Walker with her weird ass. Mm-hmm. She weird than a hoe.
She got a nice voice.
She got a beautiful ass voice.
Yeah.
Like, he melt on the track with women. And y'all cannot freaking say it enough. Like,
the queen.
Yes, the legend. He got a fucking song with a second song, because he got another song with Erykah Badu. This is second song with Erykah Badu, and they snapped.
Yep.
Because she just got that voice. She just be talking.
Oh, yeah, you know.
She just be talking.
TT Erykah. Wait, she needs to be on the Verses.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know why they did. She needs to be
on the Verses. I didn't even think about
that. Oh, no. My bad. She did it.
She did one?
With Jill.
That was before I got into the Verses. Yep. She sure did.
I told you.
Damn, I'm mad I missed that one.
Oh, that one.
That would have been cold. I'm going to go back and watch it.
You have to.
I'm a YouTube.
It's a whole vibe. But like, when I saw you, I was just at peace, burning incense and kumbaya. Nigga. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
She did Bag Lady.
She did everything could freaking imagine. Next Lifetime.
Best she clown. I'm about to go watch that on the ride home.
Yep. She clown.
Oh.
They both did, because you know I'm a big.
Oh, I love Jill. Oh, yeah.
And she just beautiful to fucking look at. So I was just tuning.
Her lyrics, she's so damn soulful.
Yes, and you know, she was singing, and you know, she scats, she sings.
She does.
Her voice is soothing. She could talk me to sleep.
Damn, that was before I like really got into what the Verses was.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I'm like, no, she did one.
Yeah, my ass definitely about to. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I'm gonna YouTube it. I'm gonna wait till I get home. That way I can watch it on the big screen.
It was fire. I can't wait to hear what you thought it was fire.
Oh, bro, that's about to be a whole vibe. That's going to put me in the mood, too, for my midterm. It's going to mellow me out.
Right.
Y'all know I don't smoke. I'm going to have a nice little Coca-Cola. I drink dark pop when I'm stressed.
Me, too.
I'm going to have a nice Coke next to me with my laptop on my lap, and I'm just grooved to TT Jill and TT Badu.
Yeah, you're going to be happy.
Damn.
But, y'all, the number one album of the year.
Already, huh? Damn.
The fucking Off Season, J. Cole. I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
That's a lot of people do for new music.
Oh, I was waiting. Y'all, when I tell you Cole talked his shit.
He really did.
Y'all.
He said.
First track, 95 South, he was like, you bitches not going to act like I'm not the fucking man.
Nigga, when he put Cameron on there. Dick. When he put Cameron on there, I said, well, that little Dipset action in him.
He clown, y'all.
Cole and Cam on the same track?
Y'all, he clowned.
He got 21 Savage featured on there.
Yes.
And Lil Baby on there somewhere.
I watched the live video of the little doc he did. The little documentary behind the scenes.
Lil Baby, Cam, who else on there? 21.
Bass is on there, which is on Dreamville.
Okay.
Bass Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know if that's how you bass Bass.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it's Bass.
I'm not familiar with Dreamville.
But he fired. Yeah, Dreamville, they be cutting up. Yeah, that's how I got to Ari Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's only 12 songs, 39 of the best fucking minutes you will spend letting this fire flow through your eardrums.
Yeah, I like the last one. I like Hillside. Hunger on Hillside.
Yeah, you love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Y'all, he snapped on 95 South. He snapped.
95 South is dope. I like that beat.
Oh,
too.
And y'all. Yeah, I think I said before, but I fucking love Murray. Murray is from Fayetteville, too, which is J. Cole's hometown, which is where moms live.
He got a song?
Murray?
Yeah.
Got a song with J. Cole.
He ain't got a single. They're like,
oh yeah, Quicksand.
Murray.
Murray. Quicksand.
I thought his name was Murray. I thought it was pronounced Murray.
Oh, I thought it was Murray.
Oh shoot, my bad. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, because he got Quicksand is off his album Sermon of the Streets or something. Yeah,
Street Sermons or something.
Dwayne, one of the dudes is on this trip. He said that's his favorite rapper.
Street Sermons.
Right now.
Oh yeah, I could see that being people.
He said Rod Wave and
Yes, Murray, they got Murray. A very similar vibe. Do they?
Yeah. Broadway from St. Peter, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit, I don't know. He just beat the press house. Mm-hmm. They didn't get that baby.
Listened to either one of them. I do know the song Quicksand, but I ain't, like, listened to.
Uh-huh. And look, it's crazy, because look, Dad got that in my album, or my library, too. I love one. Street Sermons, yeah. Mm-hmm. He fired, because he snaps, but he got that cool little sing to him.
You said he on Dreamville?
Murray, I don't think so. Yeah. Or Murray, I don't know.
He just featured on the album.
Yep.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Which I thought was super dope for J. Cole to feature him, because he from his hometown. Like, of course, he loved J. Cole. Who don't? But yeah, he featured on that one with 21 Savage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he didn't credit it. So, And if yeah, I, and I don't know dude's voice yet like that.
Oh yeah, he got a very distinct voice though.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't listen to him.
So. Right. But yeah, y'all, I was geek listening to it because I didn't I didn't have it pulled up. So if I had it pulled up, I would have seen that he was on there. But I didn't see that he was on there prior to, and I got geeked.
Yeah. It's a nice album.
Yeah, it's nice.
I gotta listen again.
I've listened to it 3.5 times already, y'all. Mm-hmm. When I couldn't go to sleep, waiting on Best to get here. like a kid before Christmas. Because me and Best ain't seen each other in months. We made up for all that time lost.
March? Yeah, March.
It's been 2 months.
Yeah.
When you used to send somebody every weekend, now this shit feel like decades.
Yeah, we going into June.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait. This year flying by, but
it's about to be 30, y'all.
I say I can't wait because school year about to be over. That damn virtual learning for the birds. It's because we finished out the school year at Maryville in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because I wasn't going to transfer him when he got 2 months to go.
Right.
So I'm like, screw it.
Right, wrap it up.
Bruh, but I can't wait. He about to be back in brick and mortar. Yes, sir.
And take your ass back.
Right. He miss it, too. He's sick of his virtual-ish.
Yeah, it's so funny because my child, he go to a little school or whatever. But it ain't like, you know, like this. E-learning mm-hmm. stuff. And I wouldn't have made it. Because, baby, you're not about to show. I said if Johnny had 4 apples, that'd be me. Because I can't. Why don't you understand? Put up 4 fingers. So, yeah. That's the way to whip them back into shape.
That's funny. Jay be explaining stuff to me.
Right. Kids teaching you.
Bruh.
And then they don't learn the same. That new math, I said, oh, hell no.
Yeah, maybe it's listen. Different.
This is, no.
Yep.
Do it simpler, because why are y'all taking these kids through all that?
Yeah, that's what I told him, Jay. I'm like, dude, this is 1,000 ways to do one math problem, so whatever works for you.
Figure it out.
Right.
So y'all hit us about our topics. Let us know what y'all thought about the movie, too. And because some people was like, oh, this is predictable. This was boring. Like, okay, don't listen
boring.
To people like that. Don't listen to people like that. And let us know what you thought about the albums.
I bet it wasn't. No, I bet it wasn't no dudes that said it was boring.
Right.
Cause all that action, all that man food.
My bad. I'm sorry. It was. It was.
Boring. These niggas, they weren't paying attention. You listen, black fellas. You can't. Every movie you cannot smoke to and enjoy. Okay. Every movie is not made for that. All right. Well, I'm going to get high and watch. Don't. You can't do that with every movie.
You're going to be anxious.
Right. And you're not going to keep up. You're not going to know what's going on. You're just going to see. And they're going to be moving too fast for you. And yes, it will get boring at that point. Gosh. Weed does not solve all problems.
Listen to him.
All right. It's my little rant. Get off my soapbox.
Right. Don't you start. Don't you start fucking with these people today. All right, y'all. Hit us up. As always, we appreciate y'all. We don't have no emails to read, which is so unfortunate.
I know.
Being y'all out too. To hit us up. Ty, I don't know where you been, baby, but hit me up.
Yeah. Other than that, y'all know where to find us.
Right. And keep buying these purses for yourselves, for your girls, sunglasses, y'all, earrings. Holla at your girl. I got it all.
Yeah, and I'm about to start selling sex toys. So
hit me what?
Up. Hit me up.
Wait. When did you decide this? Just
I didn't
now?
Tell you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I just decided like right now.
Oh my god.
So hit me up. Whatever y'all want, I'll figure it out.
Not figure it out.
Y'all orders, and we get through the process together.
Wait, they just gonna send you what they want, and you gonna then?
I'm gonna figure it out. Yeah. Yeah, just send me a picture.
Are you gonna try to make them, or are you
gonna? We gonna figure it out. We go. It depends.
Oh
you know,
my god!
Either I'm gonna have an arts and crafts session, or I'm gonna do some research.
Build your own dildo.
Exactly. Shoot, get some pottery, some clay.
You know what? Bye, y'all. Cause Beth needs to go eat. This baby delirious. Don't even worry about it, y'all. We recorded before we ate.
Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up.
All right,
we'll be back.
Yeah.
You gotta eat, look. No more ridiculous.
No.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think. Next episode, we gonna try to figure out this distance thing.
Yes.
With the audio.
Yes.
You. It's not bad when you at home.
No.
Okay.
I was just in the cut.
Yeah.
I was in the G, y'all. If y'all don't know what the G is, the 219 hometown.
I know, but I want to get duty on that.
I was in the cut.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, he got time. You know that.
I know, but with the audio. Well, if you at
me.
Home.
Yep.
Okay.
It was on me.
Okay.
But we'll be good. Monday through Friday, anytime after 9, before 4.
God damn.
That don't work for you.
What kind of window is that?
Monday.
Every third Thursday between 11 a.m. Well, and 11:35.
That's because Eli be at school. So you won't hear mommy in the background. Work with me. I'm a mother.
All right. We'll figure it out. All right, like these sex toys.
Oh my God. That's not how you about to end this. Now say goodbye the right way.
It's been real. We appreciate y'all.
Always.
All right.
Take care.
Later.
Until next time.
Yeah.